Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth. And I'd like to ask you, have you heard from anyone from your past? Anyone who has passed? From the past? From people who you would never expect to hear from? For a good reason, and we'll explain that very shortly. And to help us look at this magic that can really happen in our lives are two people who work with it regularly, and there are a lot of people around the world who work with it regularly, who you never have heard about, I'm sure, but tonight or today, you will. So to help us do that are two wonderful guests. One has been on the show before, and the other is someone who went to my college, so very glad to connect with her. And she'll explain who she is and why she's on the show presenting what she's presenting. So let me introduce, I'll let you know that Terry Siegel is with us and she'll be speaking later. And I want to introduce Vicki Talbot. Vicki, welcome to Energy Stew.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
And so what do you do? What is this that I'm referring to that is probably going to shock a lot of people?
Right. Well, it's called, the umbrella term is called instrumental transcommunication. And what we're going to be discussing tonight is electronic voice phenomena, or trans audio communication. So messages from your loved ones and others from beyond the veil. Now, electronic means.
Right. Now, this is what's shocking, is that these are people who have passed on. We never expect to hear from them again. We wouldn't even imagine it's impossible.
Right.
And there are probably thousands of recordings at this point of people on the other side who somehow have figured out how to get their voices into our recording devices, right?
Right. Yes. They're quite good at it, some of them.
And one thing that I've been talking about on some other shows is that not only there are new scientific discoveries from great scientists on this side, but actually many scientists who have passed on are on the other side working hard.
Yes, apparently they are, from what we hear.
Right, and they're developing more and more technology on the other side to connect with this side.
Yes.
And there's a group out there who you're familiar with, who have joined together to be very active working with you and the others, and Terry and other people in this program, this process of recording from the other side. Can you tell us about that group?
Right, so we are part of the Big Circle. And the Big Circle is a group that was formed quite some time ago. Let's see, 15, 16, oh man, maybe 18 years ago, quite a long time ago, when mothers came across the Association for Electronic Voice Phenomenon online and found that there was a potential for them to communicate with loved ones using electronic devices. One of the mothers had already done so and received communication from computer means, and the other one had been involved in paranormal investigations but had never really done this electronic voice phenomenon. Well, they got together, and the kids on the other side brought them together, apparently, and they said that they were part of a group called the Big Circle, and their aim was to connect the children on the other side with their parents here. That was their primary goal. And Braden joined shortly thereafter, and he had been mentioned and discussed several times before I had even joined the group, so that when I got there, I was very surprised when they all said, well, we know Graydon already. He's come through, and they talk about him, and they shared all the clips with me. And so,
and who is Graydon?
Now, Graydon is my son, and he passed away in 2001 in a kayaking accident with his best friend. And he started coming through first on the answering machine several times on the phone. And I got the idea that this was something, the electronic bent was something that he was interested in. So I researched and found the Association Transcommunication and these Karen Mossy and Martha, these two other moms, and became part of the big circle. And since then, we've been recording to help other parents. We've heard from our own children fairly regularly. And yeah, that's the background for all of this.
Well, that's amazing that not only you hear from them once or twice, you're hearing them from them fairly regularly.
Yes. I was very surprised when they shared with me several clips about Graydon and from Graydon. You know, clearly his personality, and I just thought, well, he's a pro at this, so I've got to help him out here. I can't sit back and do nothing.
Well, you're doing more than that. You're actually being programmed through for many other parents who are grieving their children and having their children record for them.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Now let's talk about what these recordings sound like, because you have to develop an ear for it. Some of them are obvious. We're going to play some. So those of you listening to the show, you're going to be hearing from the beyond, and we do have some recordings that I've listened to that make sense to me, that those are that's what they're saying, and then there are some recordings that are very hard for me to understand, but those of you who listen to them all the time, you can, you know, it's like listening to a foreign language.
it really is. And, you know, it's interesting that my career, I'm now retired, but my career was as a teacher of English and linguistics and that kind of thing, which prepped me nicely for what I'm doing now, because it's very much like learning a foreign language. And, you know, there are so many different methods out there that the results are, you know, as varied as the method, and listening can be difficult.
Emotionally or technically?
You know, sometimes both, but with me and my son, he likes to keep things lighthearted. So, you know, initially things were, you know, there were tears all around, but he's such a jokester that, you know, and he says this helps to, you know, set the energy correctly for him and, you know, his cohorts to bring the kids through. You know, the more joking, the more laughter, that kind of thing. And it kind of reminds me of the old spiritualist circles, and people still do this, you know, they sing songs and they get, you know, pumped up energetically with enjoyment. And so he likes to joke around a lot, and that's one of the indicators that it's actually him I'm speaking to. He has several different, you know, ways of joking to let me know it's him. So
right. But let's also say that it's great that they're bringing through positive energy, and you've also heard, I'm sure, many times of their sadness of not being with their family anymore.
Yes, and you know, that's kind of a, from what I hear, it's kind of a touchy subject, because some, well, you know, it's difficult. Some parents like to think that, you know, their children on the other side don't have those kinds of emotions, that they feel happiness, you know, all the time. And Braden says to me, you know, he has his days just like anybody else. And in fact, shortly after he passed, he said, and this is in a film that we were in together, he says, sorry, Mom, sorry for being crabby, but I lost everybody. And he said that as a result of my feeling sorry for myself. you know, I was sitting around having a little pity party. And his response was, hey, hold on. You know, sorry for being crabby here, but I lost everybody. Right. You lost me, but look at me. You know, and it's like it turned everything around for me. And he wasn't saying it in an angry way or, you know, a depressed way, but it was just like, here, Mom, here's a different perspective. Take a look at it from this perspective.
Right. And I would imagine that's why I brought that up, because I think for children, it is harder to be on the other side when your identity really knows such a small world, because it's still your childhood or your young adult years. Mm-hmm. For instance, at some point when I move on, I'll be happy to reunite with my parents and close friends who have already departed. And so it'll be a terrible loss also of missing my family here, but I'll already have established those other relationships that will be reunited out there.
Right, yeah.
So it's more meaningful that children can then connect here with their parents, and because losing a child is the hardest thing possible. And so this is, you're creating an incredible service for people.
Well, this has been Braden's mission as well. He's intent upon it, and he's with several others who are also intent upon it, and they keep me in line and keep me working.
Yeah, well,
in my retirement.
It's so worthy to be able to do this for people. And probably 99% of the population have never heard of this, or 99.9%, and can't even understand that what we're saying is possible. But the more of it there is, the more people will relate to it. Maybe we should play something. Let me see if I can pull up. Now, Terry, you haven't said much.
I'm listening.
I want to play recording that was directed towards you.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, now,
we love Terry.
Yeah, let's hear that again. Wow, we love Terry. You can hear that very, very clearly.
I think this was a few months after Vicki and I started working with each other that came through. And what's funny is I can almost hear my brother's New York accent in that. Yeah.
So one of the important aspects of this is that names are used. It's not like some obscure message from somewhere and you think, oh, let me see if the voice is familiar. They really try to let us know who it is and who they're talking about and who is speaking often, right?
Right. Oh, they do, yes. And directly replying as well to questions or comments made. Those are the ones that I'm really all about when it comes to evidence, is when I can ask a question or make a comment, and without a pause, without any other voices or noise, you hear a direct and relevant response. So, yeah.
Yep.
Names, they, you know, sometimes they're not really into names when it comes to, I think there's some, you know, high level people over there, and they don't want to talk about names a lot. Braden will say who he is, and they'll definitely bring the children's names through.
But what do you mean by high level people?
Well, you know, there seems to be, of course, they're working with a larger group of entities on the other side that are involved in instrumental transcommunication. And there seems to be a group of them who are of, let's say, perhaps not even incarnated, such as the technician from the seven. this is a whole nother program entirely, but you know, Braden and the Big Circle seem to be involved with Timestream, which is, it's a construct for some sort of a station for communication, for instrumental transcommunication, which means that there are a lot of people over there who, you know what they're doing and are working with the Big Circle to help them. And they're not usually interested in talking about themselves or, you know, bragging about who they are or, you know, that kind of thing. But when it comes to names of the children, yes. When it comes to Braden identifying himself because he needs to communicate with me and wants me to know it's him, yes. But sometimes I get really wise people saying very wise things, and they have come through for years for all of us in the Big Circle. And some of them, we still are not quite sure their names.
And obviously, it's not important to them that you do. They want the wisdom to come through.
Right.
That's fascinating. And let's also talk about the availability for the public to be able to do this and receive it. You know, like I tried it a few times now to put out a recording device in a quiet room, asking whatever spirits are out there who want to communicate to please leave a message or two on my recording device, and nothing happened.
Well, and you know, a lot of people say that and keep trying, and then eventually something will happen.
Then
there are others, and nothing ever happens. You know, I think the thing is, we're all mediums, right. You know, to a certain extent. I mean, the fact that we all communicate with those on the other side, and they with us, without our even thinking about it. But you know, I think it takes a certain type of mediumship, and then a whole heck of a lot of practice and, you know, I guess love for what you're doing.
But I think also
and service orientation, I think, is really important.
Sure. But I think,
and I think, you know, one thing my brother and Braden possibly had in common was they were very much fighters for the underdog. And I have to think that love thing is a huge part of what they're
right.
They're connected to for us.
Compassion.
Compassion.
But I also think that maybe this mediumship thing is interesting because we're speaking about electronic devices, and that's in the ethers, really. And so maybe it's people who are around these electronic devices who have energies that attract these spirit voices into those devices versus other people who don't, so their devices will never work.
Well, so Mark Macy, who's been around forever and is widely known in the field, says you need three things. You need a good spirit team on the other side. You need to have some sort of physical mediumship ability in the sense that it would be, you know, an ITC type physical mediumship ability. And then you need to have resonance in your environment and in your relationships. And if you have those three things, then, you know, you're on your way. You know, some people may have those in spades and others not so much, but what he says is those are the three basic requirements for a good connection.
Uh-huh. That's very important to know. Mm-hmm. And we still have a lot of time left in the show, and I do want to play some other recordings, but how can people follow up on this with you?
So they can go to the ATRANSC, so that would be ATRANSC.org. Excuse me, which stands for Association Transcommunication. And that is a website where they can find a wealth of information on instrumental trance communication, among other things. The other website I would recommend is Mark Macy's worlditc.org. And that has, oh man, just so much history and so many stellar examples of what was going on in the 90s that actually went kaput due to a lack of resonance, which is why Mark Macy is pounding those three things into us right now, with resonance being primary to successful communication.
Yeah, that's great. So let's just see. I'm going to look and see if there's another recording we can do. Okay. So this has to do with putting your cat to sleep.
Right. So, you know, their job not only includes, connecting children, they also connect brothers, as, you know, Terry has discussed, sisters, moms, dads, and animals as well. This is an example of my cat who died just recently. And I was not sure whether or not I should put her to sleep. I was getting conflicting information. And, you know, when emotions are run high and it's an issue of life or death, literally, they can and will give advice. So I said, you know, I asked them if I should put her to sleep, or if, you know, my thought was maybe she wants to stay around with us for a while.
So let's listen and find out, right?
Right. So at the beginning,
I put her to sleep tomorrow.
Okay. So you say, I put her to sleep tomorrow.
Should I put her to sleep tomorrow? Yeah. Right.
Okay. So I'm going to play it again and see if people can hear. I can understand these words.
I put her to sleep tomorrow.
No, don't do that.
Don't do this. Yeah, and that came immediately after I asked, and I could hear that live, actually. And so that was very impactful for me. And there were other messages in that particular session that related to why I shouldn't, because she was sick, but she was such a love. She just wanted to stay with us. And so, you know, they let me know that, you know, she really wanted to be at home and die at home, and it really helped, believe me.
Yeah.
So they do that kind of thing for us, you know. They pull through when we need them. And they also, just recently, out of the clear blue, I did a weekly session for the big circle, and my friend's father-in-law had passed the week prior. And so, as usual, I just said, well, guys, you know, if there's anybody who wants to come through, you know, I don't conjure spirits. I just said, you know, if there's anybody who wants to come through with a message. And turns out it was her father-in-law coming through saying,
wow.
Here I am. I'm great. I saw the light, you know, all this. Like, what? I couldn't wait to send it to her. Of course, she was thrilled.
Of course. So let's play another one. All right.
Can I ask for something good? 8 seconds.
Okay, what did they just say?
They said, for Christ Jesus, we're grateful.
Now let's play that again so the audience can hear it themselves.
Can I ask for something good? 8 seconds.
For Christ Jesus, we're grateful. Wow, that's beautiful.
So the background to that was a fellow researcher did not believe that this newfangled application would produce relevant discourse of any kind. So, and I was saying, you know, I'm not so sure. I've gotten direct responses. And he said, well, okay. We're going to do this little experiment. I want you to ask them to say something profound and give them 8 seconds.
Oh, that's what the 8 seconds was.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, well, I didn't use the word profound because sometimes they speak over me, and I was trying to think of the simplest way to get at that with one syllable. So I said, you know, say something good, 8 seconds.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I heard that live. And you know, normally I like to respond and say, oh, I heard them say da da da, but I was in such shock. I just was stunned. I just sat there with my mouth open. Great. So I didn't say anything.
Okay. And I know we haven't had much time to talk with Terry. And Terry was on the show recently because her brother had passed, and she wrote a wonderful book about his connecting with her called Never Parted. And I really want to have you both back on the show soon, and we'll play more recordings, and we'll enjoy talking about this whole program so much in more, you know, ongoing, you know, and do it again. So I want
to. We'd love to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm so happy. Vicki Talbott and Terry Siegel, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.